First up is Al Yogel. He's with Keep Peachtree City Beautiful. So welcome to the show, Al.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you. So let's just kind of jump right into it. Tell us what you like best about living in Peachtree City.
Well, it's quaint, but everything.
There you go.
I've lived there for 20 years. I unfortunately had to commute out of there for 14, but I keep going back every night, and now I'm there every day. So I love it.
You are committed. That's wonderful. So I'm going to ask you some questions about how they handle their solid waste and recycling responsibilities.
Well, and we're relatively new in having an organized approach there in Peachtree City. We regulate the waste haulers. They have to register with the city if they want to do residential curbside pickup. If they do that, then they must offer commingled recycling at no additional cost. We also have drop-off stations for people who, out of habit, like to go in their golf carts. You know, we have 10,000 golf carts in Peachtree City. They like to go by and drop off their plastics and cardboard and aluminum and so on. And so it's finally had an element of control to it, and I think we do a very good job.
I have no doubt about that. And you are right. That is a lot of golf carts.
That is a lot.
Some avid golfers in Peachtree City.
We have 90 miles of multi-use paths, of which you can rollerblade, ride your bicycle, walk, jog, and drive one of the 10,000 golf carts. And that doesn't include the golf carts that are in the three golf courses that we have.
Well, that's a wonderful model to follow. Certainly saves on a lot of air pollution that way.
Yes, it does.
That's great. So what challenges do you think the city faces in maintaining and improving on environmental practices? Clearly, they are kind of leading the charge in the metro Atlanta area as far as setting up a good example with the golf carts. But is there any other challenges that y'all are facing right now? And
well, I think there are some. We have the legacies of the past. There's a lot of independence in the county when you come to Fayette County. You're not going to tell me whose roll bin I roll down my driveway every morning. I'll decide who I want. And there's also the legacies of my grandparents didn't recycle, my parents didn't recycle, and therefore I'm not going to recycle. So I think that one of the hurdles is to overcome the legacies with education, for example, or with examples, for example, as well as make it easier for them to do it.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you put on different recycling efforts, like recycle your Christmas trees or your phone books, if anybody uses those anymore?
Yes, we do. Did quite a promotion when we introduced the regulation of waste hauling, residential waste hauling. We made quite a promotion to say that you can recycle at no additional cost. That used to be one of the hurdles for recycling. If we're saving the environment, why do I have to pay more? But we promote very heavily our two drop-off stations, and consequently, people are used to going to those. And then at special events, athletic events, we now have recycle bins at all our athletic fields, all the dugouts on the baseball diamonds. And when we have an arts and crafts show, we put out recycle bins. So we want to almost make it that they're so used to seeing the recycle bins and so used to using them that it'll be just common nature to them. And we are, we were the first, and it's our turn again to host the county Earth Day celebration next year, and that will draw a lot of local people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a concentrated effort to have that visual out there.
Yes.
Now, I'm interested in your waste services as well. Having been in the business for a long time, I actually helped do some Christmas tree recycling through the Smyrna Clean and Beautiful, which is where I used to live. And with the waste collection, I've found it interesting. I live in Peachtree Corners, and we have gone to a one provider system, and I've noticed it's cut down on the number of trucks coming through our neighborhood, which makes it safer for our children and less exhaust in the air. Do you think Peachtree City will ultimately take a look at doing a franchise type situation?
Well, I intend to live forever, and so far so good, but I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. Our county is a very, very conservative county. Mm-hmm. Back again to I want the freedom of choice. So our plan B was to regulate it. And we will never, I do not believe, be down to one waste hauler, but at least we will have responsible ones that have put up performance bonds and so forth, and hopefully don't leak and so forth when they go around. I know we encourage our homeowners associations to negotiate with a waste hauler, so you at least on your streets have one. Mm-hmm. And so it's just one day a week that you're going to have the bins out there, that the truck is going to be around and so forth, and that helps.
Mm-hmm. You know what they call garbage juice? It's called leachate.
Leachate. Okay.
Just a little knowledge from back in the day.
Yeah. To get back to the Christmas trees, we do have, it's called Bring One for the Chipper, which is a program with... I guess it starts with Keep America Beautiful and then down to Keep Georgia Beautiful and so forth. But we do have that the first weekend after New Year's every year, and at three locations throughout the city. You can bring your Christmas tree to have it mulched. And I have to tell you, this last year I saw a teenager come down the hill on his skateboard pulling a Christmas tree to come down to the chipper. I thought... He wasn't on a cell phone, I will say that, but I said, I've seen everything.
That's funny. That's funny. So do you think that's where you've had the biggest impact?
I think when you get away from the fact, or move on from the fact, that we now have limited waste haulers and we now make it mandatory to provide commingled recycling at no additional cost, probably our biggest impact recently has been to provide recycle bins at our many, many, many athletic facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, if you have a trash can, everything goes in there. If you have a recycle bin without a trash can, everything goes in there. And mm-hmm. we've been able, through the kind donations of Waste Management and Coca-Cola, we have over 100 now recycle bins out next to each trash can throughout the city.
Interesting. So how's the current economy impacting your efforts to keep a better Peachtree City?
Well, it's funny. You might assume that the money's not there, the effort's not there, and we're not able to do quite as much. But in a way, the reverse is true. Since we administer the court-mandated community service hours for our municipal court, we have over 1,000 hours of labor available every month. The economy has hurt, certainly the municipality, fewer workers and so forth, but we're able to assign our volunteers to public works or over to City Hall or to the Park and Recreation or something, where they're actually helping out. So it is more, I don't want to use credible, but it has a more obvious impact on our area than, let's say, going out and picking up litter. Litter has an impact, but if you're getting the trash cans emptied, if you're getting an attendant at a drop-off station, if you're going to the schools and picking up their bags of recyclables and stuff, it's because we're allowed to use these volunteers. So, as I say, the downturn in the economy has made us a little more popular.
So that's the silver lining.
That's right. You might say our dance card is full.
There you go. Describe the support you receive from the residents and the local government.
It has been tremendous. We have existed, Keep Peachtree City Beautiful, for just over 3 years. And it was an idea of the local government. I was asked by the mayor and council back in 2008 to form the local Keep America Beautiful affiliate, which is what we are. And we worked out a way to guarantee revenue. We worked out the way. Every waste hauler that is authorized to operate in the city is charged $1.25 per customer that they have. And that $1.25 is turned over to the city, which is turned over to us. So unlike maybe very many affiliates, we have a guaranteed revenue stream. So that to even ask for a local affiliate of Keep Peachtree City Beautiful and to create a way to give it a revenue stream, I would say we have a very strong support from the government, the local government. The residents like it. We're very popular for a couple reasons, because in the past there has not been much waste control and recycling in Peachtree City, but also that we have an awful lot of new residents who have lived places where they recycle, and they have come to Peachtree City and say, in the past, why don't you recycle? And now they come and they say, oh, that's great, I support it, and so forth. So when the recycle bins are out at the special events or when they come to their drop-off stations, they're very enthusiastic.
Wonderful. That's great to hear. So, Al, where do you go from here?
Well, actually, we put in a bid to get compensated for picking up litter 7 days a week. It's not being done. I know some of you who go to Peachtree City say, what litter? But it's there. We have also been asked to run the compost site, not just recycling drop-off, but yard waste and so on and so forth. I think I would like to grow from that into a first-class recycling plant where you could bring in everything, your hazardous waste, you could bring your batteries, you could take a window frame out of a house and maybe we could keep it and it could be used in Habitat for Humanities in order to build a house. In other words, to maybe just push as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Keep it moving forward.
Keep it moving forward as long as they're happy and they're behind us.
There, it sounds like you're doing great, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to ask you to give one tip that you can share with our listeners to help them step inside the winner's circle.
Well, I think the answer to anything you want to accomplish is other people and getting along with other people. And I'm not just saying make people do what you want, but to get cooperation and so forth. And there have been a lot of sayings about it, write for the reader, speak for the listener, and so forth. And mine is to treat everybody as a customer, as you would. If you were a business person and you needed customers and you had to keep your customers happy, treat everybody as a customer, whether you're trying to make a point, listening to a point, organize things, make things happy. Say that this person that you're dealing with is so important that they're like a customer.
So think about your reactions in a thoughtful way,
right,
rather than a reactive way.
Right. Get the emotions off the sleeve. Now, I'm not saying the customer is always right. I didn't say that. But treat them like a customer because, you could wrap up that and say, well, that's not right. It's treat people the way you want to be treated, but I like to use it that way.